Psalm 33. Shout for joy in the Lord, O you righteous. Praise befits the upright. Give thanks to the Lord with the lyre. Make melody to him with the harp of 10 strings. Sing to him a new song. Play skillfully on the strings with loud shouts. For the word of the Lord is upright, and all his work is done in faithfulness. He loves righteousness and justice. The earth is full of the steadfast love of the Lord. By the word of the Lord the heavens were made, and by the breath of his mouth all their host. He gathers the waters in the sea as a heap. He puts the deeps in storehouses. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him. For he spoke, and it came to be. He commanded, and it stood firm. The Lord brings the counsel of the nations to nothing. He frustrates the plans of the peoples. The counsel of the Lord stands forever, the plans of his heart to all generations. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people whom he has chosen as his heritage. The Lord looks down from heaven. He sees all the children of man. From where he sits enthroned, he looks out on all the inhabitants of the earth. He who fashions the hearts of them all and observes all their deeds, the king is not saved by his great army. A warrior is not delivered by his great strength. The war horse is a false hope for salvation, and by its great might it cannot rescue. Behold, the eye of the Lord is on those who fear him, on those who hope in his steadfast love, that he may deliver their soul from death and keep them alive in famine. Our soul waits for the Lord. He is our help and our shield, for our heart is glad in him because we trust in his holy name. Let your steadfast love, O Lord, be upon us, even as we hope in you. The resounding note of Psalm 33 is the endless rule of God in heaven over all that happens on earth. Over all the madness and chaos of this world, all the political conflicts and military endeavors and voting booths and family dysfunctions and physical illnesses and financial meltdowns, God reigns. His sovereign supervision directs all that unfolds here in this life. For the psalmist, this is a cause of great joy, as the psalm begins and ends with expressions of great gladness. Why? Because when you trust in the Lord as your help and shield, in other words, when you locate your inner calm and security in God instead of in your own management of circumstances, the frenetic anxieties that clutch at your heart lose their vice-like grip. At first, this trust feels like a dangerous freefall. Who knows where I might be swept off to if I hand over the reins of my life to another? But if we can settle in our hearts that the Lord is our Heavenly Father, and will guide us only into that which will finally result in our joy and radiance, even if it means passing through pain, we find his sovereign rule freeing rather than threatening. After all, did he not prove it? How has he shown that he is determined to deliver our soul from death? By sending his Son to die in our place. If the Father was willing to go through that for our good, what wouldn't he be willing to do for our final gladness and glory?